From a computer's perspective, the time between keystrokes is an eternity. PCs spend most of their lives waiting for a sluggish human to type the next letter or click a mouse. Reporting in the journal Nature, a team of researchers say they've managed to tap a tiny part of this unused brain power. In the future, the technique could be a quick way to crack codes or design new drugs if it's not illegal. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports.
Every 2 weeks, some of the faculty at Notre Dame get together to discuss the web. The group includes lawyers, a Chinese literature professor, a political scientist, computer scientists, and Laszlo Barabasi, who happens to be a physicist.
During one of those morning discussions, the issue came up from somebody that, well, the web is a computer. And that started me thinking, and I started to raise the issue, like, is the web indeed a computer?
It's a strange thought. The web is a series of links between computers. Some researchers have speculated that you could store something there by having it bounced around indefinitely, circling like an airplane in a holding pattern. But could you somehow use this network of machines and wires as a giant supercomputer?
And that's not really possible. At least we believe that that's not possible.
Well, one of his colleagues said, maybe there is a way. It turns out that the internet does more than communicate. It also calculates. This is because it sometimes fumbles information. So whenever a web page or email or anything is sent across the internet as a string of ones and zeros, the sum of those digits is also sent alongside. When the packet reaches its destination, the receiving computer does a little quality control. It adds up the ones and zeros and checks to make sure the sum is right. It adds for free.
I can actually go out and instruct another computer anywhere in the world which is connected to the internet to do computations on my behalf.
Parasitic computing. Now, getting a few numbers added for free isn't so impressive, but Barabasi could take a big problem, carve it up, and enlist lots of computers to work on the pieces,
which unwillingly and unknowingly actually do the job for me.
Barabasi and colleagues did that. They tackled a tough mathematics problem, the sort that can only be solved by brute force, trying each possible solution until one works. They disguised each solution as a typical web communication and sent them out to computers on the web, a popular search engine and online store. The receiving computers, as they always did, added up the digits to see if the sum made sense. When they did that, they were unknowingly testing the solution they'd been given. Thousands of messages were sent. It took hours, but eventually one of the computers responded. The sum checked out. It had found the answer. So the idea worked, but no one knew their computers were being hijacked. So was it ethical?
That's a very good question. My thinking that it is not. And that was one of the reasons, actually, why we haven't really pushed much further. Now, if this is possible, sooner or later, somebody will try to exploit it big time.
Do you think it's legal, what you did?
It's a good question. You shouldn't ask me. You should ask a lawyer.
If I was their lawyer, I'd tell them to keep their heads down.
Mark Rash used to prosecute hackers. Now he works for an internet security company called Predictive Systems. Under the law, the Notre Dame experiment probably qualifies as trespassing, he says, which was done innocently this time.
One of the problems with this is that it can not only be used by researchers, but it can also be used by foreign governments and terrorist groups who don't have the resources necessarily to build supercomputers. They could just borrow them by creating one out of the internet.
Or might be able to in the future. The internet is so slow now that, for the time being, it's much, much faster to let your own computer do the math. Vince Free, a computer scientist who is also an author on the paper, says he's not convinced that what they did was so wrong. He gives this analogy. Owning a computer that's on the internet is like owning a store.
So if somebody comes in and just looks around just because he wants to get out of the heat, you know, and borrow some of your air conditioning and leave, was that unethical? If that is unethical, I think many of us are really stretching that, or unethical, because we all use McDonald's bathrooms when we're on the road.
It's a little odd to think that no one has done this before. Laszlo Barabasi's response is, who knows no one has done this before? It's even possible someone has figured out a better way to do it, and right now is stealing bits of computer time so small that no one has noticed. Barabasi also doesn't think there is any easy way to prevent this. Whenever you have a network that communicates, it will also be able to calculate. In some abstract way, he says, the two are equivalent. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.